Good evening, listeners, and welcome once again to In My Shoes. Welcome to the first episode of the month of March. This week's episode is being recorded via Zoom once again and is indeed a big one. The trainees in the audience will understand. This week my guest comes from the southern part of Trinidad, Gasparillo. Our guest also is the news anchor on the Trinidad and Tobago Television Channel, TTT, Mr. D.K. Rustant. Don't forget to check out our Instagram page for all the faces behind all the voices of all the guests on In My Shoes. The Instagram is In My Shoes 7422. Now, let's get into this evening's program. Good afternoon, Mr. Weston. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mr. LaRosa. I'm good, thank you. And thank you for inviting me to be a part, to share this moment with you, in my shoes.
Thank you for being here. And you could call me Chester. Chester is fine. Could you?
And again, that's true, because normally when people say Mr. Roster, I think of my father, who taught for forever.
Well, on this show, everybody know me as Chester. People don't really associate my last name with me. Could you tell us at what were your aspirations as a boy growing up?
I didn't really have that many aspirations in Chester. What I knew is that I did not want to teach, because my mother taught, my father taught, and I saw the effort that they put out in terms of teaching and trying to make sure that people were understanding what it is they were doing. They actually taught at our family home as well. And in terms of who needed lessons, and all you had to pay was attention. So I said, I don't know what I want to do, you know, but I know I don't want to teach. So I think one of the things that really stuck with me is my father saying, because I asked him, well, Dad, what do you want me to do? Because I didn't really have anything for myself. I mean, there were things that I enjoyed, but not necessarily thinking, okay, well, I want to do that, or I want to do that. And he was like, son, whatever it is you're doing, let's try to do it well. And I guess that is something that has stayed with me to this day. And I'm still trying to do well at whatever it is I'm doing.
Yes. Could you tell us what are your inspirations throughout life?
Well, I just said I'm from Gasparillo.
Yes.
So there is a big cultural community in Gasparillo. What do I mean by that? We still have a band that plays Tambu Bambu in Gasparillo. There's still a band that makes gorilla costumes. They play gorilla masks, drumming and percussion. At a point in time, I was in a Best Village group, which is now Neptune School for the Arts, which has done fabulous things with regard to the Best Village competition. So there's that aspect of it. Then there's also just people in the community. So like the next door neighbor, who is the person telling me, okay, when you're starting to work now, so don't go in a three-quarter pants, go in a long pants. And being able to have people around you that kind of help you grow as an individual, as opposed to just saying, okay, well, that person lives in that house. And then coming up a little further, you'll find one or two teachers who were really instrumental in me getting to love certain things. I'd especially mention one of the teachers that I had in Jamaica by the name of Faye Ellington, who really kind of carried that message home again in terms of striving for excellence. And also, I'm telling you this, but you don't need to believe. You can go and do your research to see if what I'm telling you is right or is wrong.
Well,
someone who has still kind of in my head to this day, you know, some people have the conscience and some people have Jiminy Cricket. Well, she is one of the voices that I hear. And then also my wife. My wife is one of my greatest inspirations. And if she do inspire me and I do the wrong thing, I'll hear about it after. So I prefer to stick to the inspiration.
Okay. In my introduction, I mentioned you worked for TTT. Your job on that television channel, what do you do?
I read news in addition to reading newscasts because I'm one of the anchors. So, you know, to find Verna Barron, there are people like Stacey Ann Providence, Mahalia, Joseph Wharton. And but one of the other things that I do is I have a series of conversations, so Monday to Friday, and I try to find interesting people to speak with, people who are doing interesting things.
Kind of like
me. I don't necessarily like to call them interviews, but conversations to find out what it is making them tick. Why is it they're doing what it is they're doing? And right now, taking some little notes and lessons from you, Chester, that I will use when next time I go forward.
Okay, I'm feeling special. in my research, I found out you attended Presentation College. Were you part of the school paper there, or did you have a blog? What is it?
Well, I don't know if Presentation College, and we put in the Shabonas, if I'm from San Fernando. But I don't know if they have a school paper now, but I know that I wasn't involved in one then. And with regard to blogging, it was more writing poetry, stories, short stories, and also involving myself in terms of the creative side more with the groups that some of the groups that I mentioned.
Yeah.
But I would be very happy, Chester, if give me a corner and a book, and I don't necessarily need to talk to anybody, and I'm in the book in my head, and I'm happy.
So tell us about your experience in Sando Technical Institute.
Okay, but some people were surprised that I went to Sando Tech, and I'll say that because my father actually taught at Pershing Honors. So I did not do A-levels. I went from 1 to 5, and then I left. So people was like, what? Mr. Rosterson are doing 6th form, and this and that and the other. But it was a good experience. One, it was closer to home, even though I needed to travel. But it was also outside of the gaze of my dad, who at that time was also the dean of discipline. Yes, I believe the first time I get licks and pressure bonuses for not doing my maths homework, and my father was my maths teacher. But, I'm glad he didn't bring that anger home, though. Because dad has, one of the things that I've learned from dad is never to hit an anger. But also in Sando Tech, I was very happy that it was a co-ed school. So I was going to school with girls again. Because pressure going us, there are very few them. You laugh and I serious because there are one or two that you'd find in Form 6 at the time. But in terms of just having that level of equality and saying, okay, well, it's both males and females attending the school, that was also great.
Okay. Well, Mr. Mustang, we are approaching our 3rd minute over time. So I'll end it here, and when we get back, you'll talk to us about places you've worked. This is In My Shoes. Mr. Weston, would you like to tell the audience? We'll be right back.
This is In My Shoes, and we'll be right back.
Good day. This product is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you could not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you yourself can become a podcaster. Anchor will distribute your podcast among other platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Welcome back. In My Shoes, I'm here with Mr. Weston on the other end of this Zoom call, and now we're going to talk about his past jobs. Mr. Weston, where did you start working?
Well, after Sandal Tech, one of the first things that I did was, because I went to San Fernando Technical Institute to learn process plant operations.
Okay.
So I would have gone to the Phoenix Park Gas Processors Limited, aka PPGPL, and
I would have been
dealing with natural gas. As yeah, so it's a little different from what I do now. But then I would have also done some work for 3 months on an NGC platform. So it was really nice. You're going out on the helicopter, and when you come back, you have your bag and your hard hat and your steel boots. And I did a few things well, 3 months here, 3 months there, 3 months here, because one of the places, there is an entity, I'm not sure if they're still around, called Tri Island, where you find everybody dressing very nicely, but having a big bag or a big box and trying to sell everybody everything. Signature collection woman, Jillian Bishop and Dara Nathaniel. So I would have worked with them for a little bit. Hans Hanuman Singh of broadcasting fame to some. He would have had a travel agency called Transworld Travel. So I worked there for a little bit as well. And while that last 3 months was finishing, I walked into TTT. It was NBN at the time. And I asked the security guard, how you go about getting a job on radio? And the security guard told me, well, however it is not so. And then he pointed me to O'Brien Haynes, who was the program director at 98.9 SFM at the time. So I started off as a bunting boy in terms of like putting out signage and carrying water for some of the soca artists when there was a Soca Storm school tour going on. And I developed within the organization. So I was there for about 5 years. NBN closed, and I took that opportunity to go to school. So I went to UWI, I went to CARIMAC, the Caribbean Institute of Media and Communication. And I've been basically in media and communication since 2000. I mean, different places, I would be doing different things, but it's still around media and communication. So no more gas, and no more platform, and no more offshore, but at the same time, media and communication. So that's from 2000 for 20 years, basically.
You said PPGCL. What does that stand for?
PPGPL, that's Phoenix Park Gas Processors Limited. So NGC would extract natural gas, but they'd send it to PPGPL to get the gas cleaned of impurities and also separated. So like, if you think of propane, butane, methane, ethane, they'd separate those different gases from the one feed that they're getting, and they take out some of the other things, so that you can put, like, okay, we're filling a bottle of butane, we're filling a bottle of propane. So that's what PPGPL stands for. They're on the Point Lisas Industrial Estate.
And how long you spent with this company?
Those are one of the places, almost everywhere was 3 months. So you're learning, you're growing. Then, okay, well, is this for me? Is this not for me? Possibly I want to try something different. So 3 months.
Okay, and Transworld Travel, I would imagine, is a travel agency, no?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
One of the good things about... Okay, what?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
So I say one of the good things about Transworld is that at that point in time, we were the handlers for a charter service. So a cheap flight between the United States and Trinidad and Tobago. So other travel agencies would be liaising with us, even though they're selling the flight. They would get the tickets from us because we had the charter. We as in Transworld Travel. So that was a good experience as well. To say, okay, well, there's that type of responsibility.
Yes. And you've answered my next question. I'd rather ask you how TTT got hold of you. I remember in your introduction, I mentioned you came from Gasparilla, which is the southern side of the island, and TTT Studios is in Marvel, which is the northern side of the island. Is traveling really difficult for you?
Well, it's a lot easier now because of the pandemic. You know, it's one, sometimes if you don't laugh, it cry. But what used to be interesting was getting to Marval Road on time. Because if you're not very early sometimes, you're very late. So I remember at one point in time, somebody was asking a friend of mine, everything all right with DK? I see him sleeping in Woodford Square. Because I got the early bus to come up to Port of Spain. But at the same time, it wasn't time for me to go in as yet. So, like I said, if you're not very early, sometimes you're very late. And I wasn't driving yet. So, yeah, I needed to make sure that I was on time so that when it's time for me to work, I'm there a little early. Because sometimes just on time can be a little late, especially if you're looking at things by the second. So... yes, it was difficult, but it's a little easier now.
Okay, you're the first person for season 2 to mention the pandemic.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your travel difficulty and why did you choose the number you chose?
On a difficulty now or difficulty then?
Then, compared to now.
Oh. Well, to start off with, then I would call it 8 or 9.
Why?
And I say that because at one point in time, I used to read the 6 o'clock news. This is when there was 91.1 FM, 610 AM, 100 and 98.9. And I had to get there on time. And I wanted to read the scripts before, hopefully not making mistakes. But to get to the highway from where I was in Gasparilla, if you don't see a taxi coming down one time or a car, best start walking, because you will wait on that. You saw some people say, like, you'll wait on God face.
Yes.
So I have to walk out to the highway. And it's a good day when it's not raining. If it's raining, you still need to make your way out. So having to do that made it a little difficult. I mean, it's not as though I'm the only person who would have had to do something like that. But that is why I would say, I'd say eight.
Okay. Do you have any advice for upcoming news anchors?
Read. 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 Reading will inform some of the things that you think about. So that you know things, because sometimes you may not be interested in certain sports, but at the same time, in a newscast, you would have somebody's name to pronounce, and you want to pronounce it correctly. Or sometimes something in the story or the script might be a little off, and because you have an idea about it, you can ask a question, and the person might say, oh yes, it was supposed to be this instead of that. Reading aloud also helps you develop the skills. One, being able to speak, and being able to speak for a while, because if all the time you read in your head, and then you want to read aloud, you may find, okay, my throat is getting dry. What am I supposed to do? I want to swallow. I feel like I'm spit on the side of my mouth. And just be curious. Just be curious. So that you can find out more the way things work, because you never know what a story will be about. So it helps to have, as somebody explained to me once, if you know a little bit about many things, and so you have big width in terms of your knowledge, that will also help to increase depth. So you may be able to carry on a conversation, interview somebody about something, and just kind of being involved and curious, as opposed to just living in your head, which could be a good place to be, but having a nice, a bit of curiosity to help. And also, do not be afraid to learn, to ask questions. Because I know sometimes we may want to think, or we want to act as though we know everything, but we don't. And even trying to behave as though you know everything, the only person you may really be fooling is yourself, if you're fooling yourself at all. So.
Okay, well, thank you. You've given me some advice as well. And we'll see the audience on the other side of the speak. This is In My Shoes. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And welcome back. In My Shoes, I'm here with DK Rastant on the phone, the man who comes in to all of our houses via our television set at 6:30 every weekday evening. Mr. Weston, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. But before you say 6:30, better you say 7:10 after the play we draw. Then it's short again.
Ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha
Okay. I want to find out, what are your sponsors? I know for TV sets, but for clothing, sponsors, we close game wear on camera. What are your sponsors?
Yes, that feel like you're setting me up enough. I don't have sponsors yet, but I'm working on it.
Me too. I send out some emails. How did you adapt your reading style and what is it?
As opposed to saying, okay, well, I'm trying to be a journalist, what I try to do is be a storyteller. And as opposed to saying, okay, well, I'm reading, I think of it more like speaking script. But sometimes if you're reading, okay, however the words come out, they come out. But when you're speaking script, it's more like trying to convey meaning. So with just my voice, I'm actually working on my face. But with just my voice, I want you to feel whether or not the new story that I'm sharing with you is one that is exciting, whether or not there's one that's serious, whether or not there's one that should make you smile. And then if we get to something like sports, I may put a little more energy into it.
Who
kept that wicket? Is going to win. So it depends on what it is, and I try to follow that as opposed to say, okay, well, I am the news reader, and I go and read, and you go and listen, as opposed to saying thank you, because you just said it, Chester. When I enter someone's home, reading the news or doing the news, it is because that person has invited me, and I don't take that lightly. Because it's very easy, according to somebody, I just bump that channel and they go to something else. So I try to be responsible and do it in a way that people can understand what it is, and we go forward from there.
Have you ever had to make any body changes to be on camera? I know if I ever go on camera, because I have crossed eyes now, I'd have to get laser eye surgery because of my speech impediment. I'd have to get speech therapy. Have you ever had any adjustments?
No. That's a short answer. I will say though that before media was ever on my horizon, I would have gotten tattoos.
And
I'm very grateful that where I got those tattoos, they don't show when I'm wearing the clothes.
Yeah.
To do the nails. Also, I used to wear earrings, but I no longer wear them. And other than that, I shave and cut my hair.
Yeah, bro.
And sponsor myself with regard to my clothes.
do new avatar of Eden, the negative aspects of the news.
Yes.
And how do you
see? Just look forward to some of the positive stories, one, and then also look for positive people to speak with in terms of like the conversations that I would have that air on TTT Talk City 91.1 FM and TTT Live Online on Facebook and YouTube.
And how do you feel with your emotions? Do you shrug them off or deal with them off camera? How do you handle them on camera?
The fact that most of the time I would have read the story already or read the news item gives me the opportunity to deal with it a little bit before, so that is not necessarily a surprise. Because even though I'll have reactions and emotions, I'm not trying to amplify them too largely or too big on the camera when I'm presenting the news. So preparation one, and then just trying to do it in a calm and professional manner. That's how I deal with it for the most part.
Okay, we have a little of under 2 minutes left. I'd like to talk about your recent work. I've seen you had an interview with Mr. America Sanatan, and I was blown away by that. I think you did a great job in under 1 minute. Tell us, what is your opinion?
My thing is that I think everybody writes, so I just try to talk to people about what they write about. And America Sanatan was really able to articulate some points on masculinity, gender, development, because these are some of the things that he's writing about, he's researching and he's studying. So I think I'm lucky enough, or I'm bright enough, to find people who are bright about things and talk to them in what they're bright about. And that makes it so much easier.
Okay. Well, people, this has been in my shoes. I am Chester, and join me again next week as I continue to walk in somebody else's footsteps. As always, keep smiling, keep your shoes on, keep walking.